Before we get too deep into the agenda of the board meeting, I'd like to ask our kind host, Dr. Robert Jones, Chancellor at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, to provide welcome remarks and also talk about these beautiful medallions we have at our place at our table.
Thank you, Chairman Kors, members of the board. It's my pleasure to welcome all of you back to Urbana for today's meeting. And I also want to thank all of you who were able to attend last night's Campus Insight presentation by four of our faculty and one of our doctoral students. As we've been preparing for our SESRI centennial celebration, we've been very consistent in saying that our goal isn't just to look back at all the excellence that has brought us to this place after 150 years, but to also think about how we deliver on our land-grant mission for the 21st century. And what we saw last night were five different examples of what that reimagining can and will look like. And just as a side note here, one of those presentations, as you know, was from Dr. King Lee from our Carl, Illinois School of Medicine. And we're very pleased to announce that we have just received IBHE approval for that College of Medicine. And so we're very, very happy about
Fantastic.
That.
Fantastic.
But to be clear, we're still waiting on LCME approval, which we hope to acquire by the end of the academic, by the end of the calendar year. As Chairman Kors mentioned, I will have a little more to say about the sesquicentennial in just a few minutes. But first, I would like to offer a couple of highlights and one note of concern about issues here on our campus and the campus community. I think you all would agree that our core business here is to prepare our students to succeed, and we have new data from our career center showing us how we are doing, and it reveals the fact that we're apparently doing a pretty good job in this regard. This year's edition of the First Destination Report called Alumni Success came out recently. This is the second year of this very intensive effort to measure the success rate of our recent graduates to find either their first postgraduate job or other educational opportunities or volunteerism or volunteer position. Full details are posted at alumnisuccess.illinois.edu, but I'd like to provide just a couple of highlights or examples of what's included in the report. The report shows that 88% of the 2015-16 graduating class secured their first destination within 6 months of graduating, and I think that is something to be very proud of. Across campus, the average salary of the full-time employer graduates is about $57,031. 66% of the employer graduates said their jobs were located in Illinois. And I want to repeat that again. 66% of the employer graduates said their jobs were located in the state of Illinois. 4% reported working internationally across 33 different countries. And 39% of the graduates who participated in internships while in school indicated that this led to full-time employment for them. So it highlights the importance of internships. This data is certainly good news for our students and for their families, and we believe that this is a powerful tool in our ability to be able to recruit future generations of students to this great university. And one other bit of news here, you may have heard by now, a couple of weeks ago, we were very pleased to make the announcement about something that we think is going to be very welcoming news, not only for the campus, but for all of East Central Illinois. And this news came from our Willard Airport. After about 3 years of hard, dedicated work, United Airlines announced their direct service between Champaign and Chicago beginning on June 8th. And this will add an additional 3 flights per day. And this is certainly good news because, as I said, we launched a task force about 3 years ago to look at adding additional service and bringing in another airline to this airport, which serves as a viable, critically important asset for this university and the Central Illinois community. So we're very, very pleased about this, and it shows what hard and persistent work that it can and does pay off. And we're very, very pleased with this outcome. Our next goal is to try to get either American or United to fly directly to the East Coast from this Willard Airport, because that's the destination that a large number of our faculty and staff, as well as visitors coming to and from this university, would greatly benefit from having that kind of access. And so we believe this is a tremendous step forward in our capacity to better serve and provide access to our university community. And it is also a significant boost to the economic development possibilities here in the entire region. Now I'm afraid I have to step back from the good news for just a moment. I have the unfortunate responsibility to end my introduction with comments today by talking about the so-called unofficial St. Patrick's Day event 2 weeks ago. In your informational materials, you have a report from our police department about this year's event. It also provides some data comparing it to previous years. But as I think all of you know, the stat that we must start with this year is the death of a young man who was one of our students associated with this event. I've been very clear from my perspective that this is a senseless loss that came about as a part of a very senseless and a very dangerous event. I have offered my condolences to the family, but as a member of this community, I think the entire community owes them a promise to work tirelessly to put an end to what I think is a very senseless ritual that adds little to the educational experiences that we're here to provide our students. I know I'm not the first chancellor to make that plea, and I know that the university cannot end this alone. So we have been soliciting our entire community, the city, county police, and everyone to bring an end to this event. And I must say that I'm very pleased with the fact that our university police, the county police, city police do a very excellent job to help keep participants as safe as possible during this event. But as we saw this couple past weekends ago, they cannot be everywhere, and it is not within our power to eliminate this event completely without great participation and collaboration. It requires all of us and all parts of our community to partner with neighboring cities to work together to change the idea of this unofficial as a harmless party. Because I think you all would agree, harmless events don't end with families attending a funeral. This is the third death from this event, and how many more is it going to take to recognize this event for what it is, a threat to the safety and the well-being of our students that we promised to take care of when they enroll in this great university. And I certainly would solicit your report in the future as we move forward to have the dialogue about how we can bring an end to this event. Now, on a much more positive note, now I would turn the microphone back over. Before I turn the mic back over to the chairman, I'd like to just to take a moment to get back to the issue of our sesquicentennial and to tell you a little bit more about the medallions that you all have had waiting for you on your table and your seats this morning. As many of you would know, and as was just stated earlier by the chair, February 28th marked the official launch of the sesquicentennial celebration. We kicked it off with an outstanding program at the Carnot Center and a program that was attended by many of you here today. And I want to personally thank Chairman Quartz and President Killeen for taking part in the ceremony and for your respective, very inspirational remarks as a part of that event. The actual event we celebrated on that day was the formal signing of the state legislation that established this great university. But on that day in 1867, this university was nothing more than an idea. There were no faculty, no students, and there was one empty building of questionable value. Our first class of 77 students wouldn't join until 1868. But what did happen very shortly after that first day was the appointment of the first trustees of what is now the University of Illinois. The first step in our history was to choose the individuals that we would trust to take a grand idea and transform it into one of the finest public land-grant universities in the nation. And for 150 years now, as the university has charted an unmatched record of first and best, there have been women and men sitting in the seats that you hold today. They haven't delivered their service for public adoration, and I'm told they certainly haven't delivered it for the salary that you all are paid. They've served just like you served because they believe in the mission of this great university. And they believe that the University of Illinois could and would and must play a place that changed, must be a place that changed the world. So to honor all of you who have taken up this responsibility on our behalf, we wanted to do something very special to commemorate the sesquicentennial celebration. The gold medallions that you have placed in front of you this morning were especially created for you, our Board of Trustees. On one side is the sesquicentennial logo and the phrase, shaping the future since 1867. On the reverse side is the seal of the university with our hallmark phrase, learning and labor. So it's my pleasure to thank all of you for your service and to thank you for being a critical part of our sesquicentennial celebration. And I also like to take this moment to thank you for the great opportunity to lead the most amazing university that has clearly embarked upon shaping the future for the next 150 years of this great university. Thank you for allowing me to be here today.
Chancellor Jones, thank you very much for your remarks. Thank you for the medallion. Thank you for your inspirational words. Thank you for your comments about the unofficial St. Patrick's Day. I couldn't agree more with you. There's absolutely nothing that legitimizes a tragic loss of a student, and something we can all work toward trying to make the place safer in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you for your comments.
Thank you.